27th of March, 2015, in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. This is PJ, your internet pastor. How did Hitler control his youth? Don't you just see it right now, the picture of children so strongly cheering their leader, Adolf Hitler? Who's their leader today? And how do the leaders today control our youth? So we have to ask the question, how did Hitler control these young people? Could this happen again today? Did it happen today? Did it happen yesterday? They're gone. They're not listening to you anymore. No more. If we learn how Hitler was able to control the youth, then perhaps it will help us prevent to repeat the same thing with the Nazi-style mind. Control of brainwashing in the present right now. Not the future, but in the present right now. Now, there's some things that we have to realize historically as we look at this. Germany, of course, rose from the ashes of World War I, the war to end all wars. We are currently involved in that kind of scenario as we ship our boys on the other side of the world to fight an enemy that's supposed to be an enemy coming against us. As both a democracy and a country that was heavily in debt, just the way that we are today, inflation was rampant, social programs were also rampant. Hitler promised to fix his Germany and restore the respect, that's what he called it, the respect that many Germans thought was so unjustly taken from them by the armistice. You remember that time, right? The armistice marking the end of World War I. You know, these rules that they make up as they go along. Hitler also wanted to build a master race. That was very important. And we see this kind of infrastructure taking place as we see these movies that they're putting out for our children to watch, the Hunger Games and all these kinds of things. This master race mentality that's all around us. My friends, we can see it. The children of Germany were viewed by Hitler as a future hope of this success. Children who were more naturally teachable and would therefore be more easily molded by Hitler than older adults. Because you see, we older adults, we have theses. We have a reason why we do what we do. It's why we read our Bibles. It's why we read our holy books. Let's say the Quran, you know, whatever it is. We're trying to keep some kind of a moral structure in place. Try to hold it together. God has to be this invisible person that holds us together because our world is so fouled up. So many of these adults also remembered living under democracy and therefore might not be so easily fooled by Hitler's lies against democracy. But he had them. And most of Germany's population believed it because they got right behind him and they followed him right to the sewer. Children could also be the future asset in his war efforts. And if you recall, at the end of the war, Hitler even had the teenage boys throwing their bodies on the front lines, giving up their blood for the Führer, for the God of their country. Since Germany was still a small country, going up against a combined military force of most of the world, these children could become his future soldiers and leaders of this Third Reich that he had in mind, an empire which was to last for 1,000 years. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? I remember it. It was very, very, very popular. Now, let me answer the question. How did Hitler control the youth? And I want you to listen to me as I take you through this, because if you get this right, you'll know how he's controlling your youth. to share this with you. What he did is he used the image of the father figure. Now, you may say, what is that? Well, you know what that is, the image of the father figure. In the traditional German home, the father was the one that was in control, and that's the way it used to be in this country also. The rest of the family was expected to obey the father, to obey their father without question. By projecting such a father image before the children of Germany, Hitler was able to transfer power from the institution of the home to his own social and political institutions. Hitler also persuaded his children into thinking that since Hitler was their father, this also meant that he also cared about them and about their future. And of course, Hitler actually only cared about one man. That was himself. Now, I know this may be difficult for most of you to believe, but that's true. Hitler's youth were just as used as pawns in his great political and military scheme to take over the world. This is the way it was done. This is the way it is always done. So to project this father image on the youth of Germany and to get those young people to throw their lives away at the behest of this man's wishes had to be something crazy. But this is what they did. Secondly, Hitler extinguished dissent. He got rid of any dissent against what he wanted to do. Children were only allowed to hear one view of Hitler, not all of it. And this is what's happening today. They're hearing only one side of the story. That's why when an old guy like me with white hair tries to get up and tell them that, listen, history is repeating itself, the youth will look and they will not listen. See? And so this view of Hitler was the positive view. This was especially true after 1933 when Hitler became the undisputed leader of Germany. After 1933, Hitler was able to silence all public opposition against him and thereby gain even more influence, including more influence over the children. Anyone who disagreed with any of Hitler's ideas was immediately considered to be suspect and might therefore get a knock on the door late at night and be shown the door to his or her own house, or even worse, I might add, they may be killed on their own front step. That's how he extinguish dissent. Nobody spoke out against him. They were afraid. They were trying to keep their lives going. Thirdly, what did Hitler do? He used an organized program to keep his kids occupied. Hitler used his now famous Hitler Youth program as a kind of Boy Scouts for the training of children to obediently follow him and to prepare him to become his future soldiers. And you know what? We've done that today. We see it in pop music and pop culture. These kids are ready to break dance, get down, and do things like that. They find themselves looking at hundreds and hundreds of hours of things on YouTube, and this is all contrived by people trying to keep the youth in check, to keep their minds flowing in one direction. I was talking with a young man who unfortunately lost his job. And I told him that he was going to lose his job unless he changed his disposition, because he was working for an old traditional person. And I said, you don't walk into an old traditional person who has been successful in operating their business. And this boy went in there trying to tell this person that owned their business, well, he got fired. And I was speaking with the person just not even 24 hours ago, and he was saying, you're depressed. Look at me. I can't pay my rent. I'm seeing more and more and more of that. But if you'd act right, oh, well, let me get back to the point. He learned that youth, this is what Hitler learned, that youth's loneliness could be used as a powerful tool to influence or to gain control over these young, impressionable children. Hitler therefore tried to keep these children busy, keeping them organized so that they would not be lonely. By the way, the current I won't get into that, but just let me keep doing this. Number four, Hitler made certain that youth were kept as ignorant as possible. Now, this ain't a dot in the I. They are ignorant today. They are ignorant of what the control people of this world is really doing to their minds and bodies. Generally, the more ignorant children are adults for that matter, because the adults in our country, I think, are far more ignorant than the adults in Hitler's culture, 1933. You may say, you can't say that, John. I just said it. No. The less apt they are to question the validity of their leaders' claims of authority. Who's questioning Obama? Who's questioning the government? Who's questioning any of these new laws? Who's questioning the police? Who's questioning them? Therefore, Hitler made sure that these children did not learn any information that was not needed by them. These kids were also instructed never to think for themselves. I'm telling you, in the college classroom, I'm telling the youngsters there, I said, you were taught while you were in the school system that you are the world, you are the children, but don't think for yourselves. We're going to take care of it for you, and we're going to make it happen for you. No, I tell my college students, you're not going to get out of here unless you open up your mouth and say something. I want to know where your brain is. I'm trying to bring your brain back to you. Now, no such thinking for one's own self was considered to be, that was dangerous thinking back in the 30s in Germany. If you were thinking for yourself, if you were thinking independent thesis, you were a dangerous person. As a matter of fact, you were therefore suspect if you did that. Such children were also not to read books or listen to any radio programs that might confuse them, or anything other than Hitler's propaganda programs. And I'm telling you, man, when you look at some of these youngsters, you know, they give them blog shows, everything else. They come on, they talk about sex, cuss, everything, and the filthiness and everything. And anybody that says that that's wrong, they look at them like they're crazy. I'm under the impression that demons are actually controlling the minds and the lives of our young people, because the spiritual aspect has been just drowned out. Like I said, go to church on Sunday and you see what they're doing in there. Man, it's simple Simon Says. Nevertheless, Hitler made sure that these children always had the so-called proper information that they needed, okay? And as little as possible in order to always keep the children as ignorant as possible. Just give them sound bites. Don't give them the whole concourse. You have to understand that. Fifth thing that Hitler did is he gathered the children into frequent rallies. And I call these frequent rallies today the pop shows that they go and see when their favorite artists get up there. And that's where they learn the new styles, the new genres, the way to do it. Young man did not come into his own by himself, but he was led there by someone else. Large groups of children congregating together in youth rallies can have a strong peer pressure effect in strengthening the grip of an authority figure. Hitler knew what he was doing. This is especially true when loud music and many standing ovations are made at the central part of this contact effort. And there were an awful lot of those things that were going around in Germany during that day. In such rallies, there would be strong peer pressure for children to conform to the Hitler worship, because that's what it was. We saw that in the Obama thing, when yes, we can change and all that stuff. Man, it all happened right before me. I saw this stuff and I said, oh my God, this is nothing but a repeat. And I think that any educated person, whether he be black, white, Chinese, yellow, brown, purple, turquoise, could figure that out. All he had to do was look at it. The peers exhibited this Hitler worship mentality. Winston Churchill once passed through one such Hitler rally while visiting Germany. And Churchill was both shocked and quite dismayed by what he saw in that rally, filled with loud music and many, many standing ovations. Well, if Churchill were alive today and he would come to our concerts, he would say, "Oh my God, that's what they've done." Let's look at the sixth thing. Hitler used uniforms by enforcing a dress code. You can clearly see it in the uniform shirts and the ties of the people that wore that back in the day. And what do we dress our children in when they go to school today? They look just like the Hitler Youth. There used to be a time when you went to school, you could wear whatever clothes your parents put on your back. But now, for fear of you bursting out into gang affiliations, they put you in these little uniforms. They're making you little soldiers. They're already training you to think like that. They've taken the youth's mind away. And that's why in the one of the webcasts on here, I think March 27th, I have an older webcast, How We Lost Our Youth. Well, spiritually, that explains that. But now this one, How Did Hitler Control the Youth? Your youth not only are gone, but they're being controlled by another person. Now watch this. Watch this. The uniforms. Hitler's youth were taught to act and to think the same, namely to believe without thinking. Hear me out. They were taught to act and think the same way. That's what they've done to our children in this country. They're all acting and behaving in the same way. And if you do not act and behave in that way, you will be ostracized. The other youth will laugh at you. And you know, it's important when you're a young person to be a part of the group, right? Oh, yes, 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 yes. They were taught to have blind faith in whatever Hitler told them to believe. That's why they just threw themselves on the line to die. The mandating of the wearing of ties and such dress codes were therefore used to help reinforce such uniform thinking among the youth. And you can remember that in the early days of the revolution in Germany, these brown jackets, or I think it was khaki things with black ties, you couldn't even march in the same procession with them unless you were under that influence. What's the seventh thing that Hitler did? Well, he used the Jews as a focus of blame. See, there has to be a focus of blame when everything goes wrong. Children are often so simplistic, and Hitler was able to use this simplicity in his blaming of the Jews for many of Germany's social problems. When I look around today and I look at a Christless America, because, you know, we're trying to hold on to our materialism and we're trying to blame everybody else. So now we want to blame the Hispanics for coming across the border. And so we got to lock off the border. We got to, we're going to blame the blacks and the poor whites that's burning up the welfare system. We don't want to take care of them anymore. You got to blame somebody for the social problems. Jewish families were often shown the door of his society, or worse still, shot or herded into camps like Auschwitz. Jews and their families were made to take the blame for the many problems that Germany faced, and therefore they suffered under the great persecutions by Hitler. These frequent public persecutions of troublemakers, that's what they called them, therefore helped Hitler to control his youth. You have to listen to me. In the book 1984, children were given certain people to blame for their problems, often Jewish people, so that they would be rightly blamed, Big Brother, for the same problems. And so you see, if you look at Orwell's book 1984, and it's a movie, it's out, Richard Burton stars in this movie. In some of my philosophy classes, I showed this film. I think it's a great film to show. Because it shows the blame makers. Eighthly, what else did Hitler do? And I'm talking about, you know, how we did it. Well, he believed that having too much money was a real problem for children. That's right. Hitler thought that money was a problem for children for many reasons. One of these reasons was that children might buy things with money that might get them into trouble. For example, such money might be used to purchase foreign books or other items from which they tend to erode Hitler's base of authority in his country. See, take that money from them and they won't be, oh, now, whoo, man, just control everything by what they're watching on the internet. I recall years ago, a guy said, John, you got to be careful what you go on the internet because these people can spot. I don't care what they spot me going to. I'm not going to be doing nothing out there to get myself thrown in jail. And if they want to throw me in jail and said I did it and put something on my computer to show that I did it, I'm just going to jail and my life is thrown into hell, right? Forgive me. I'm trying to take care of two or three more things at one time here. But that's what he did. Hitler wanted as much money as possible to support his war efforts to destroy Churchill, England, and the Allied forces, and anyone else that Hitler disagreed with as he sought world domination. That's what he wanted, world domination. Therefore, for these children, look at this, for these and other reasons, Hitler made sure that his children were kept as impoverished and disadvantaged as practically possible. And you look at the young people today, they can barely get a job to sustain themselves. I was talking with two young men. They both have, one had a minimum wage job and lost it. The other one is trying to, and they want to come by here and parlay with me. I can't help them. I really can't. The only thing that I can do is give them an incentive to try to go forward. But in this economy and coming up in Central City, people, there's practically nothing left. Such poverty also helped to keep many of the children of Hitler's Germany more dependent upon him, more docile and more pliable as well. In other words, if you can keep a human being in this state, that human being is going to need you for the rest of their lives. So let's look at the ninth thing that Hitler did. I find this very interesting. He used a propaganda program. Now, we know what propaganda is, right? Hitler built up an effective propaganda program in order to make sure that Hitler and only Hitler's ideas were advanced. Now, the propaganda programs that we have today is CNN, Fox News, all these other media outlets, the music industry. All of these are propaganda lying efforts. A false view of Hitler and his war efforts was always doled out to the kids. We have that same false view since 9/11. All right, let me give you a good example. We have recently, now pay attention to me, okay? We have recently seen on the news this plane crash from France and Germany in the Alps somewhere, right? The guy that crashed the plane because his vision or something was going out. I don't know. 150 people died. They still picking up the parts of the plane crash. Stuff spewed all over everywhere, right? Now, remember doing the 9/11 thing when that plane crashed in Pennsylvania somewhere? Did you see anything like that from a plane crash? They said that the impact was so heavy that the plane just disappeared in the dirt. And one mortician said, this is the first crime scene that I've been at or a scene of a crash and never found a drop of blood from one person. They found the bodies all over the mountains in the Alps there. They're still picking it up. What happened at 9/11? They couldn't even find the engines of the jet planes that crashed into the Pentagon, right? Because it was no jet that crashed into the Pentagon. It was a missile, fools. You see what I'm talking about? The same propaganda. And the American population are such, oh my God, you believe anything. Now listen, his war efforts added to dole out to the kids what really went on, such as Hitler's constant lies and deceptions and Hitler's persecution of Jewish families or anyone else who might have dared to disagree with Hitler about anything was always kept carefully hidden from them. You guys got to, come on, look at history. Stop it. What the hell's wrong with you people? Look at history. Open up your minds. For goodness sake, I've preached to you for years. I've given you the word of God. I've shown you the way human nature is. I've entrusted my whole professional life to try to protect the brothers in the inner cities from this, and now trying to protect anyone that would listen. The false image of smiling and happy Germans dutifully following and cheering their leader helped to fool many gullible visitors to Hitler's rallies. This did not fool Churchill. The British Prime Minister, however, through the use of such deceit, Hitler's propaganda efforts were quite effective in enabling him to spin the truth into a lie. And a lot of people do that all the time. I have a wonderful time in my logic class teaching logic with language, showing how people do that all the time. And they do it all the time because it is really so easily done. And so you have to realize that since it's easily done, well, through these deceitful tactics, his propaganda efforts were quite effective in putting this spin on the truth of a lie. Hitler was very effective and proficient spin doctor. That's what he was, the spin doctor champion of the world. And I liked his little suits that he wore, his little military uniforms. I have a lot of films of that. I watch it often. Guy was a sharp dresser. And man, he had the staff was just as diabolical as he was. Tenthly, Hitler installed spies within the ranks of the children. Now, I call these spies today people like Lil Wayne in the black community, Madonna, and all these other popular artists and all this kind of stuff. Hitler's children were taught to distrust each other and to only trust Hitler. Any person deemed suspect was to be immediately reported to Hitler or one of his assistants by letter, a phone call, or either through other means, such as, you know, their rebels, could be effectively dealt with. This was another theme of the 1984 book as well, Orwell's book. You know, they would turn you in. This is why Orwell's book was normative reading in the American population. Oh, I'm getting a lot of, let me close that off. This happened often. No one was to ever actually trust anyone other than Hitler. A child would therefore turn to his or her best friend to be disciplined if such a friend was at all suspected of committing a thought crime, of disagreeing with any of Hitler's personal opinions and ideas. Well, that kid was turned in by the other kid. And see, and that's what people try to do today. Oh, John, be careful, because if the government, I don't care what the government finds out. I'm telling you, man, God is the center of my life. And I know, just like everybody else, suffering may come my way. I just, like I got a book that helps me to live a good spiritual life and to be a nice guy. Hitler wrote books and other propaganda materials to promote his views. The book Mein Kampf was one of Hitler's most famous works. Through use of this book and many other books and writings of his, Hitler was able to present his views to the children under his authority. And such children were expected to read these books and therefore to absorb his lies into their young and impressionable minds. A human being is like that, especially when you have this iconic figure standing in front of you. Such writings, therefore, greatly help Hitler in his goal of brainwashing and controlling these children. Now, why have I said all of this to you? Why have I taken the time to make a webcast like this? Well, I wanted to keep in focus and ask you, do you see the picture that has been painted of our society today and where we are headed? And why we have, you know, I talked about on the 27th, how you lost our children, 27th of March, 2015, if you want to follow my webcast. Okay. And then I talked about Embolden, okay, where I gave you a philosophical thought. So I'm trying to keep everything coincided together. Since we know that's the way Hitler did it, now you as a parent, now you as a guardian, now you as a fellow citizen of this country can follow more plainly and more clearly the direction of our young people as they dismiss the culture that existed before them and fall into wherever this New Age culture is going to lead them. Thank you for listening to PJ on this Saturday morning, the 28th of March, 2015, as I just go through in my mind how he did it. And that's what happened to our babies. Now let me go out and try to get a bite to eat, since I do require food. God bless you. Whatever you do, you stay into the Word of God. You keep reading that Bible of yours. You keep concentrating on what God says, and you won't have to worry about your youth, your children, being sucked into this control factor. But if they're already there, hopefully this webcast will give you a better basic understanding of what is taking place. You know the drill. Stay in the Word.